you send blessings, cocksuckers. I'm back, Lens Bias, you know, the host, back with another podcast / show, Lens Bias Show. And that was a special introduction from my OG, you know, that peace and blessings, cocksucker. Usually we don't be so graphic with it, but, Got to light the marijuana real quick. Yeah, usually we ain't so graphic with it. Let me turn the music back, turn down in the background. I don't know if you can hear it, but that's that new Andre 3000 playing. But, yeah, I was chilling. I was watching the game and shit, the Clippers versus Denver. And I'm like, man, you know, I don't give a fuck who win as long as my Sixers win. And we blew the Lakers out today. I think we beat them niggas by like 44. But that's not why I come to you today. I come to you today because before I was watching the Denver and Clippers game, I was actually listening to an audio book. And then I've been waiting to listen to this audio book for some time. Like, once I found out it was coming out, I knew I had to listen to it and shit. So what I do is I got an app called Libby, and it allows you to take your free library card and download ebooks, audio books, all that shit. You know, do your reading on your phone if that's how you like to get down. I like to get down like that because I done ran through so many books over time that sometimes you might have a good book and you end up losing this shit. And it's like I'd rather have it on my phone for availability, but this book is, he titled it Perfect, Tremendous, because this gentleman has lived a tremendous hell of a fucking life. It's like so much I want to talk about in this podcast, so much I listen to in the book that is like, you already felt like you knew a person before you read or listen to their book. Excuse me. But afterwards, it's like, nah, nigga, I know who the fuck you are now. Now things make so much sense. Now it makes sense why I gravitated towards this person. And if you don't know who I'm talking about the one and only Joey Coco Diaz, or as I like to call him, either Joey motherfucking Diaz or it's Uncle Joey. But I guess we should dive into this podcast and shit, man, you know. And the reason I wanted to do a podcast on Joey Diaz, a.k.a. Uncle Joey, and his book Tremendous, which is an absolutely fucking great read, listen. He does the audiobook in his own voice, so like he narrates the audiobook, so it's a tremendous listen. As well as probably a great read. Excuse me if you heard the belch. Couldn't do nothing about it. But, yeah, just like, this is a person that's come to influence me in my life. Like, just from the things he say to his mindset of, like, you know, just not taking no shit. And it is what it is. And, motherfucker, we're going to do what we got to do. We're going to grab our balls. If you got balls, ladies. If you ain't got no balls, grab your titties. But, yeah, just do what we gotta do, handle business and shit. And I love that aspect. I love the life jewels he be dropping, or just not giving a fuck, and appreciating friends and family, and appreciating the good times you had. Shit, appreciating the bad times you had in life, honestly. But just that mindset of, you know, grab your balls, cocksucker, like, fuck that shit. That's straight New Jersey / New York old head, and that's definitely where he was raised at. But let's get into it a little bit, because this story is like a story of him being like a bad kid, to selling drugs, to kidnapping, but it's also a story of love and like the people that took care of him and the family members and family friends and shit, to other countless things like his love for sports and shit like that. So, you know, let's just dive into it. So if you don't know, Joey Diaz is actually Cuban. I'm not sure if he's a Cuban American or like Cuban and immigrated over here. That probably would be something to look up, wouldn't it? Just to get information. Let's find out. Where the fuck is Joey Diaz from? Where is Joey Diaz from? Let's see what the fuck the internet tells us. Yeah, so he immigrated over here. He was born in Havana, Cuba. And he moved over here in the 70s to Jersey. But the story I heard him tell, he moved to New York first. You know, his mama might have moved. His mama might have worked in New York. They owned a bar. So the bar was probably in New York, and they was living in Jersey, I believe. But, yeah, that's Joey Diaz origins. He comes from Cuba, but he was raised here in America and shit. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you all his life story and get a book away. That's not what we're here to do. But like, it's definitely worth reading, like, of how his mother ended up over here, her fake name. I ain't gonna tell you why she got a fake name. Just know his mama got a fake name because she done did some shit. But this weed, I had to run off with some weed real quick. I needed this, but yeah, jump back into it. Yeah, like I said, he a Cuban bro. He been hustling since he was a kid. Whether it was, working at his mom bar and shit. Like, his mom had a bar, so even as a kid, like, she wasn't dropping him off at no babysitters. Like, she was taking this nigga to the bar and shit. Excuse me, taking him to the bar. He would dance for the customers and, try the little hustles on the customers and shit. Just grinding and shit. But the two things I took from the book about his childhood was, like, first, as soon as he got to, in his neighborhood in North Jersey and try to, blend in with the American kids, it was on some straight, what's that fucking movie? Boys in the Hood shit. Where it was like, nigga, you wanna see a dead body? And they took him to see a dead body, and that was his introduction to, like, American life and shit. So that already tell you this story gonna be crazy and fucked up. But the other part that, hit me was, like, him and his mother's relationship, man. He lost his mother when he was a teenager. Like, he found her in the house dead and shit. He was upstairs kicking it, went downstairs to check on his mom, found her dead, and that shit, like, really traumatized his life. But while she was alive, like, hearing him tell his story, there was a lot of dope parts of him and his mother spending time together and, really getting to know each other.
His music fucking me up in his back, man.
But really getting to know each other and shit. And, the life lessons he would take from his mom, like, she just wanted him to be a good man and shit, or, always be out there getting that dollar type of shit, or always keep, just keep going. I get some real inspirational shit. But, excuse me. Where was we at in the story? I was telling you about his childhood, but the main thing I was taking from, like, the story was, like, when he started talking about his drug addiction, like, how he was doing acid as a teenager and smoking weed, and eventually it led to cocaine, and, like, this nigga was deep in the fucking addiction side of the game. But this ain't nothing, like, I'm telling you, like, nobody don't know. Like, he talk about it all the time, like, how long he used to do coke and all this other shit, and how it, messed up relationships, and it would fuck with his hustle, because, like, he was getting to the bag. He was bringing in, like, between 4 and 10,000 a month type of shit, like, doing little capers and shit. But his drug habit had, like, just fucked up his life so much, to the point he even lost his kid. But we'll get to that part. But he wanted to turn his life around this shit, but he just kept fucking up, going to jail, shit like that. But like I said, that's another part we'll get to. But that's also a part of his comedy. Like, he tell these crazy ass stories of the shit that he went through, and, pretty much making it out the trenches and shit. And it's I don't know. You gotta listen to the book for yourself, man. It's a fucking incredible, inspirational story, man. But it's also funny as a motherfucker. I felt myself laughing so many times when he telling some stories, and I'm like, yo, this nigga's crazy. This nigga is me. Shit. Like, he been through some shit, but, like, he has a way to spin it and make it funny. And it's like, it's a saying he used to say, like, yeah, life dealt me a crappy hand, but I played it like a boss and came out on top. And that's how you gotta have that mentality sometimes, that, like, yo, no matter what the fuck, that's what I took from that shit too. Like, all right, we similar in that way. Like, no matter what the fuck life try to do to me, I'm on life ass. I'm out here to win and shit. Excuse me. But ultimately, he did come out of that addiction and shit, and partly he came out of, I don't want to say he came out of the addiction because of comedy, but comedy definitely saved his life, because it was, like, the first thing that he was doing that was really positive in his life and shit. Like, really positive. Like, everything else was criminal. Straight criminal and shit. Like, always fucking up. Like, that's why I related to the book as well so much, because of him fucking up so many times. And then he was saying that when he actually started getting his life together, he was in his 40s and shit. But comedy was ultimately the thing that, you know, steered him in the right direction and shit. And, you know, like, the crazy part about it is, I'm listening to the book. He telling the story. Like, he didn't start going to comedy clubs and shit. He started off, like, they would get together to watch movies and shit in jail, because he eventually got booked for his crimes and shit like that. He got booked a couple times, but he got booked for one of his crimes and shit, and they would have movie nights on Wednesday, and the projector would be fucked up. So they would just yell out, "Yo, Cuban, get up and tell us jokes." And he'd get up there and start talking shit, telling his stories. And, you know, he started to look forward to them Wednesday nights. And before you know it, it was like a comedy set and shit. So when he did get out of jail, he was like, you know, this is something I need to really pursue. And he had other people on his ass, too, telling him to pursue it. Like, oh, damn, I don't want to give away too much of the book. But he had one dude in jail that was on some serious murder shit that was like, yo, when I get out, you better be funny, nigga. You better be famous type of shit. And he was like, yo, I took that motherfucker serious. Because, like, the dude that told him that had killed his wife and the mailman. His mailman was fucking with his wife, so he killed both of them. So when he told him that, he's like, no, I took that shit serious. But, like, the way he tells it in the book makes you laugh and shit. But, yeah, he was doing, once he got out, he was doing open mics, and he even went to Seattle because he got locked up in Denver, Colorado, and shit, selling coke and shit. Well, he was selling coke, but he got locked up for something else, kidnapping. We didn't talk about that. But, yeah, once he got out of jail and shit, you know, he in a halfway house. He got a girl. His girl about to drive a bit and drop their baby. You know, normal nigga shit. He out here still fucking up, high off cocaine. Thank God I ain't never do cocaine. God, please keep me off of cocaine. I don't want to fuck with that shit. I had to wet the whistle. But, yeah. Like, that shit just, he got out, he started doing that, started doing this comedy and shit. He was doing it in Denver, then, you know, he hooked up with some people. Like I said, you got to read the book, because he tells the whole story, but he hooked up with some people and went out to Seattle. Then he hooked up with some more people and went out to L.A., and he doing comedy out there, eventually hit the comedy store, meet Joe Rogan, start getting in movies, still a croak head. But then he started to get his shit together. But, you know, it was a journey. Like all of us for life and shit. But where were we at in this story? You know, I'm talking about him getting out of jail. He was doing comedy and shit. But, oh, the story about the kidnapping. That's how he ended up in jail. So, him and his homie came up with a scheme. Like, yo, we're going to rob this one boy. Tie him up, take everything. But the scheme was, the boy that was supposed to do the robbery with him, his man, he was supposed to act like he was robbing Joey too. But he high and shit off heroin or dope or something. Well, heroin is dope, but he high and he like, he go to rob the one boy, and instead of acting like he gonna rob Joey, he passed Joey a gun and shit. So in Denver, if you move a person against their will to another room, let alone another house or in a vehicle, that's kidnapping. So you can just move them to the bathroom. That's kidnapping technically. And which they did. They just moved them to another room in the house. So he get booked for kidnapping. Then he on the run for a minute. You got to read this story. You got to listen to the book. The story is so fucking funny, yo. My nigga was on a run. He got blocked up again trying to do a robbery and shit. Used the fake name. The cop at the station recognized, like, all types of crazy shit be happening to my man. But, yeah, it's just like, he ends up going to jail for that shit. But he made the best of it. Because even when he was telling the kidnapping stories, like, damn, this shit real, but this shit, like... This shit is crazy funny. I got like the blunt back in a second, but I just got so caught up in that story because I'm just reminiscing off of it. Like, I'm definitely going to listen to the book again and shit. or I'm already have started listening to the book again. Comedy masterpiece. It's like a comedy album, but it's a book. It's an audio book. But anyway, let's move on. So like I said, he started doing this comedy thing and shit. Started getting in movies. And it's crazy. He started really popping because people thought he was the nigga in Sopranos. They thought he was the character Big Pussy. Yes, Big Pussy is really a character in The Sopranos. They got a little pussy too, but yeah, Big Pussy. And Joey, I guess they look similar. I don't think so, but according to him and according to a lot of people, they thought him and Big Pussy was the same person. So he started getting a lot of acting roles and this shit. But he was still living this crazy life. Like, he telling this one story. He's still fucking with coke and shit. And, like, his life is going crazy. And everything he owned, he had in a car because he kept breaking up with his girl. So he would break up, put everything in the car, and that type of shit. So one day he did that. And the car got towed. The car got towed. So that this nigga telling the story. Imagine you not reading it, you listening to a nigga say, yo, my apartment got towed. Cause everything I owned, my whole life was in that car. And then he couldn't even get the car back because it wasn't his. It was his man car and the registration had expired. See, I'm telling too much of the story. You gotta listen to it for yourself. But that shit is is tremendous. Yes. The name of the book is Tremendous. It's definitely worth a listen. Because you get so much motivation in the motherfucker. Just like, no matter what you go through in life, no matter how many times you fuck up, just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep trying. You fuck up again, fuck it. Try to do better. Fucked up again, try to do better. Like, that's the whole emphasis of the book and shit. Like, I highly recommend the book. Highly recommend the book. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn. Shit, it make you want to cry. This is a good book. But just to talk about Joey a little bit, it's like to speak on his comedic philosophy. He says it's like making a sandwich with the crust cut off. It's about the trimming the serious stuff away and leaving the funny stuff in the middle, leaving the good stuff in the middle. Like, I heard him say, if life hands you lemons, fuck making lemonade. We're going to make some tequila lemonade slushies out this bitch and sell them. That's what he going to do if he get, like, if life hand him lemons, he going to sell that shit. And I love that type of mentality. Like, I'm going to make the best out of the bullshit I'm giving him. Excuse me. But, like, I guess you can say, like, in his world, like, the laughter is, like, the secret sauce that make the tough situations, like, livable and breathable even. Because you going through some real life shit. Like, he went through his mother dying, his dad dying when he was a kid, going to jail, homies getting stabbed, all types of shit. Like, he went through some real nigga shit. But he made it funny. And, like, every time you tell a punchline, you look at this nigga like, yo, is this shit real? And then he keep going about the situation. It's like, yo, this shit probably real. Shit, you can look at the nigga rap sheet. This shit real for real. But it's also, I look at it like I learned a lot listening to that book of just trying to do better and not feeling guilty about not doing your best. Because if God give you another chance to wake up, try again, fuck it. You fuck up again, keep trying this shit. But where was I saying? Like, with him, it's not just comedy. It's like being able to laugh your ass off at the truth. And, like, even though he's saying some real shit, that's some fucked up shit, like, he make you feel good after listening to him. Like, oh, it ain't just me. I ain't the only one going through this shit. Like, we all go through this shit in our own ways. We just don't all speak about it. But I really fucking enjoyed that book, man. Tremendous. Once again, you gotta get the book by Joey Diaz. Joey Coco Diaz. Latin nigga Cuban, man. And I say, if I can say one thing I really took away from the book, it's like, life is, you heard the expression, life is a school of hard knocks. When it's like, you know, get your PhD in this shit. Get your PhD in going through the crazy shit. Because, and he tells in his book, like, he didn't pull out $10 and like, listen, I'd love to take you out, that's all I got type of shit. On the first date to the kidnapping. But it's all about, you know, embracing the curveballs in life. And not just embracing them, but like embracing them with a smile and a joke and shit. Cause they gonna hit you, but fuck it. And also with the addictions and shit, like that's another thing I learned, like, well, not learned, but I could appreciate. Cause it's like you can go through the addictions, but shit, look what happened. He came out with he came out a comedic genius from it. Cause he took all those things he was going through and made them into art, I guess you could say. And he takes all the struggles he's been through and he make you laugh about them. That's crazy to me. Like, how can you laugh about somebody's pain? But that's what comedy is, that's what music is. I heard Waka Flocka say that before. He was like, I get paid to make niggas dance in my pain. I was like, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but yeah. Like, that's some real shit right there. I also learned the art of resilience, or you like not learned, but reintroduced to the art of being resilient, because it's not just about bouncing back, but it's like doing it with a middle finger and shit. Like, fuck y'all, I'm like proving wrong and shit. Not only prove them wrong, but make them love you. Because they thought that he was a loser. He was just a criminal, always robbing motherfuckers. Like, he was one of them niggas, a house get robbed, and they just go up to him and be like, yo, Joey, did you do it? And they're like, what, nigga? That wasn't me. I was robbing another house tonight. What else I learned from the book? Family and shit. Being able to laugh at, like, all the shit that go on with your family, appreciating that shit. Like, no matter what, them you can for. So you got to embrace all the adventures that come with that shit. Because those are the memories of life, too. What else? What else? Laughter. Being able to laugh at that shit. That goes with what I just said before, but just being able to laugh at life. I got to re-spark the blunt. I got so into this podcast, but I don't even know how far we in. We're probably like, what, 22 minutes is not bad. Might stretch it to 30, we'll see. But yeah, you know, just remembering to laugh. Like, reading the book, it wasn't just about listening or turning pages and shit. It was like a life lesson in all the crazy shit that can happen and how you can get back from it. And mastering going through that shit with a smile and coming out the other side of it and realizing that. So the best way forward is forward. The best way to keep moving is forward. And try to laugh while you do that shit. Try to smile while you do that shit. Like, I ain't gonna front. Joey Diaz, like, definitely one of the voices I hear in my head when I'm thinking about shit. Like, listen, cocksucker. Just go do this shit. The fuck are you thinking about it for? If you fuck up, fuck it. If you ain't dead, you get another chance. Definitely one of my comedy inspirations. Like, I want to, definitely, that's on my bucket list. I want to go open mic and shit. Him and Joe Rogan inspired me. Some other people as well. My homeboy I went to college with, I don't know what he go by in the comedic world, but I know the nigga is Clinton. I think he might be going to something else, but I remember him as Clinton. But yeah, I seen him do his thing, and that inspired me like that. Life is, you know, is worth a shot. So in closing, I'm gonna try my joke on the podcast. My nigga Joey Diaz inspired me to say, fuck it, go ahead, give it a shot. And the joke is about Joey Diaz. So if you ever hear this, Joey, I hope you find it funny. If not, fuck you, cocksucker. But why does Joey Diaz love to nap so much? Oh, you said why? Okay, I'll tell you why. Because it's like a vacation for broke people. It's like a vacation for broke people. Can't afford a trip to Hawaii. But you do a little cocaine, you take a nap, and all your dreams come true in the afternoon. And you get a good snore. Wake up hungry. I hope you found it funny. If not, fuck you, cocksucker. I'll try again one day. But it's been Lens Bias. Shout out to Joey Diaz. Major inspiration in my life. I've learned a lot from you, sir. That's why I call you Uncle Joey. Because you're like an uncle. Appreciate you, man. This has been the Lens Bias Podcast. I guess you're supposed to say, like, rate, review, and subscribe and all that shit. I don't really care. You ain't got to do none of that. I'll be back again. Peace.